This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, welcome. Look, confidence is not built through giant leaps. It's built through tiny moments of courage, repeated consistently. One boundary, one brave conversation, one uncomfortable decision, one raised price, one no, and one moment where you choose courage instead of hiding. That's what's called micro bravery. Ladies, this changes everything because suddenly bravery feels accessible, not overwhelming, no way out of our comfort zone. There isn't lacking any capacity, right? We're able to be brave when we step into something different. Look, the only thing that's wrong is you're lacking evidence. That's it. It's not that you're wrong. You're just lacking the evidence. Evidence that you can survive discomfort. When I say that, I know some of you are all going like, I can survive discomfort, Kimberly, no problem. But when it comes to business, sometimes we forget that. In our personal life, we're like, oh yeah, we've been uncomfortable. Come on, we've had kids, like all kinds of things, right? But what if you could survive discomfort in business? Handle rejection, speak up when you need to, lead powerfully, and recover when things don't go so perfectly. We weren't designed to be perfect. I mean, micro bravery creates evidence all the time for you to feel like you're winning in the world of confidence. That evidence creates confidence for you to feel like you can do more things. The more that we show ourselves, look, you're doing it all the time. You just don't realize it. You're not putting any focus or any energy on it. And today, during this podcast, I want to help you get through that. Like, so many women wait to feel confident before they're willing to do something, right? Before they're willing to step into that brave. Often women believe that if I feel confident, then I'll be able to do the brave thing. And that just doesn't work. And I know I've said it in multiple podcasts previously, but I'm saying it again today. Because I had another conversation with somebody who's a podcast listener who just wasn't getting it yet. So I'm expanding on it a little bit today. You know, confidence comes after action, not before it. There's no wishing, there's no wanting, there's no hoping. It's just stepping into that brave moment. That means that you speak before you feel fully ready to speak. You lead before you feel fearless, right? And you try before certainty arrives. I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to, you know, as Yoda used to say, do or do not, there is no try. But honestly, this is where women lose years in business. And I mean years. For a long time, you could be sitting in the same spot, like getting mad at yourself and being frustrated because you're sitting on a plateau. You're waiting to launch the next thing. You're waiting to speak. You're waiting to raise your prices. You're waiting until you network with the right people. You're waiting to go live. You're waiting to apply for that class that you know will take you to that next level, or for that new position that you know that you deserve and that income to take care of your family. You're waiting to negotiate with somebody because you're willing to just settle. You're waiting to leave bad situations. You're waiting to own your own authority. All because you think confidence is some magical emotion, right? This is a magical emotional state that has to appear first. And meanwhile, confidence is over there saying like, yo, I'm just waiting for you to take action. I'm just waiting for you to move first. Right? So I want you to get into that mindset today about how can you start taking action, start moving first, because confidence is just waiting for you. So today it's micro bravery. So what is micro bravery? Why is that something that's even talked about, right? Micro bravery is the practice of taking small, courageous actions consistently enough that your, here's the key, nervous system begins to trust you. Let me say that again. Micro bravery is the practice of taking small, courageous actions consistently enough that your nervous system begins to trust you. You see, this matters. What happens is if your nervous system doesn't trust you, you do these little steps, but you don't pay attention to them. You're not noticing it, and you're not building your confidence level up. But when you take action to pay attention to these tiny little brave steps that you take every single day of your life, your nervous system starts to trust you. Confidence is deeply tied to self-trust. And self-trust, really, it's built when your brain learns, I can handle hard things. Okay, it might not be perfect, but it can be effective. Micro bravery teaches your brain that discomfort is survivable. Look, our brain is there to protect us, to keep us safe. There's parts of our brain that says, whoa, hold on, this is a little scary. Step back a little bit, right? And you get to go, I'm an adult now. That was made before I was 8 years old, and I'm an adult now. And so guess what? I can do this. I can survive the discomfort. Like, it also teaches your brain visibility is survivable. I know for me, for a long time, I was the behind the scenes person. I didn't need to be visible. I didn't think it was a big deal. But what I learned is that people built more trust in the business when I showed up, right? Leadership is survivable. It can be challenging to be a leader, but it is survivable to go, whoops, I made a mistake. Rejection is survivable. How many times have y'all been told no? Guess what? You're still living. I don't know about you, but I grew up and my parents, I think no was their favorite word. But the reality is we can survive these. And every tiny brave action rewires our identity to get over those things, to notice, I'm not going to die. I can survive this. Right? It's like this little sneaky worm in your head that says like, oh no, don't do that. No, 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 don't do it. It scares me. Oh, it wasn't so bad. Right? So think about that for you, for your business, for your life. So where can, you know, micro bravery show up in business? Well, it shows up with powerful women. Look, I want you to know the powerful women that you see that seem brave and confident and bold all the time, it didn't just happen overnight. These ladies have built this position. It's not, you know, a giant Hollywood moment, like, oh, the angels came and suddenly, right, you were brave. Suddenly, you were the most confident person in the room. It's the tiny decisions and the practice that rewire our brain, like I said, that allows our brain to trust us in order for that to happen. And that's all that you have to do as well. And how does it look? Looks like speaking up first in a meeting, introducing yourself at a networking event instead of waiting for somebody else to introduce themselves to you. Making the sales calls, you know, the ones that you don't want to make because you don't want to be rejected. You don't want to get a no. Make it anyway. Practice it until you get better and better and better. Send out the proposal. Not every proposal is going to get you business. But send them. Correcting someone respectfully. You know, people will say stuff to me and I'm like, you know, that's not true. I once, you know, somebody said, oh, Kimberly has her PhD. And I'm like, I let it go. And then later I said, I just want to just let you know that I don't have my PhD. Okay. I have my education. I have, you know, this degree and I have this, you know, but I didn't have my PhD. I can respectfully correct them. They didn't lose faith in me. How about posting the video? Look, I admit it. This one's still a challenge for me. It goes back to that visibility thing, but I'm still working on that confidence all the time, right? Asking the question, the one that you don't want to ask, but you know, you need to ask. About saying that rate no longer works for me. You know, you want to raise your prices, but people like, oh, but you know, you used to have this one. Well, that one doesn't work for me anymore. I don't know about you, but the cost of living has gone up. Delegating instead of over-functioning. You know, letting somebody else do some of the things. Let somebody else help you along the way. Ending toxic partnerships in business with vendors, with clients. Saying no without a 5-paragraph apology. That's how these brave steps show up in our life. That's the bravery that we want to step into. And the more women normalize these small little courageous actions, the less terrifying those actions become. Just want you to know. You know, let me give you a couple of examples. So a woman who won't raise her prices, right? So let's make this real, because this is a common thing. You know that what you're giving is way more valuable than what you charge, but you just aren't willing to raise your price. You're afraid. What if people, you know, leave? What if people think that I'm greedy? What if nobody hires me? So instead of the one giant leap of doing this big raise my prices, what if you could raise your prices for one new client? Just one. I don't care if it's $10. I don't care if it's $25. I don't care if it's $100. I don't care if it's $1,000. You take the step and you prove to yourself that you survived it. And then you practice saying that new rate out loud until your voice stops shaking. Right? And then you send one confident proposal without over-explaining. Send it to them. Oh, and I raised my prices because, you know, the cost of living is getting up there. And, you know, no, you don't even have to tell them you raise your prices. Here's the price. And guess what? Then you notice that you survived the discomfort. Boom. Confidence grows, not because fear disappeared, but because you moved with the fear and did it anyway. You took action. For some of you, it's been a while since you've been willing to take action and step through that fear. Well, how about an example in speaking up in leadership? You know, you're a woman who is a leader, and you have these brilliant ideas within the company, and you stay quiet at meetings, and you tell yourself, because somebody probably will say it better than me. I don't want to sound stupid. I don't want conflict with somebody else. You know, the person who's always giving the ideas. But micro bravery says you don't need to dominate the room. You just need one small courageous action. So maybe at the next meeting, you ask one thoughtful question that gets the conversation going. You share one observation, or you speak within the first 10 minutes. That's it. It doesn't have to be overwhelmingly discomfortable. I don't know if that's the right word, but, or a word at all, overwhelmingly uncomfortable or being discomfortable. See, we all step into things. We step on words. We make mistakes. We just keep going and we move forward. Look, and the world doesn't collapse. And here's what your nervous system learns. Oh, maybe I am capable of taking up space. Maybe I am capable of making a difference in the room. Look, there's science behind this, okay? Our brains are constantly collecting evidence for us. If you repeatedly avoid discomfort, your brain learns this must be dangerous. You're still in the pre-8-year-old and below, okay? oh my gosh, it's scary. I can't do this, right? But every time that you do something brave, even small, your brain gathers new data, new evidence for it. Oh, look, whew, I survived. I handled that. I'm more capable than I thought I was, right? That's why confidence is behavioral. It's not motivational, right? You can get in a room and everybody's motivating you and you walk out of the room and 10 minutes later, you can't make the phone call, okay? Because it's not motivational. It's you stepping in and doing something that's outside of your normal behavior. You build it through action. That's how your brain learns. So microsystems that build confidence, you know, how about some little steps, some little simple steps that you can do that are powerful when you're not quite in the mood to do it? Don't, because you can't rely on those moods. We got to create habits and we have to reinforce courage each and every day. So one system or one way that you can do this is a daily brave move. Every single day, ask yourself, what is one uncomfortable thing that I can do today? Not 10, not a laundry list, just one. What could it be? Send the email that you've been putting off. Ask for the sale. Post the content. Make the phone call. Set the boundary. You know, the one that people keep stepping over. Follow up with somebody. I know it's been a while. Do it anyway. Say no, especially without an apology or without an explanation. Just say no. It's a complete sentence. Ask for help. Delegate something. When you do these tiny, repeated, courageous compounds over time, guess what? Your bravery level steps up. Your confidence level gets stronger. So that's one example that you can do. How about a second example, right? An evidence folder. I talked about this, I know, on my last podcast, is you create a folder on your phone, on your computer, or a genuine manila folder that you put in a drawer, right? Proof. The things that people have said to you that have encouraged you, who reminded you of all the great things and the brave steps that you have taken. The testimonials, the thank you messages, all the wins that you had for the day or the week, the month. Screenshots of those things. Compliments that people have given you. Don't push them off. Put them in a folder. Successful moments. Brave decisions. Positive thoughts that you've had about yourself. Because women forget their power far too easily. We forget that these things add up. We're so focused on those hard days, those tough things that we got through. And maybe we had one bad decision, but we had 100 really great ones. And we're only focusing on the one. Ladies, we got to get past that. And on the hard days, you review the evidence in your folder. Confidence grows when your brain sees the proof. So why not open up a big folder of proof? Here's a third way that you can step into these micro bravery moments. It's the 5-second rule for courage. You know, Mel Robbins talks about this all the time, right? The longer that women sit in hesitation, the more the fear grows, right? It's like this little monster that gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But when you need to speak, make a decision, take an action, or respond, do like Mel Robbins says, as you count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you move. You take the action, you make the decision, you speak the words that you wanted to say. You act because that's what's necessary. You do all that before overthinking takes over, okay? Because micro bravery often requires speed. You have to get it done. Let's take action. Let's get on. I say choose and move. Make a choice, take an action. And the fourth way is to normalize those tiny discomforts, right? Powerful women intentionally practice discomfort, not because they enjoy suffering, okay, but because resilience is trained in doing those things. So introducing yourself first, asking harder questions, negotiating small things, taking leadership roles, making eye contact with people, sitting at the table instead of hiding in the corner. Tiny little discomforts, building emotional stamina each and every day gets you to be a stronger, more confident, brave woman in business. Look, you can come over to the Hive Hangout and practice this with me. Go to KimberlyBorgans.com and find the link to join the Hive Hangout. And the fifth step or the fifth system or the fifth way that you can do this is stop narrating yourself like you're fragile. Pay attention to how you describe yourself. Women, we often say, look, I'm awkward. I'm bad at confrontation. I suck at numbers. I'm not confident. I'm just shy. I'm an introvert. Stop cementing that into your identity. None of those are actually true. Yeah, you might be a little awkward, but aren't we all? It's just a normal thing. You might be bad at confrontation because you just haven't had enough of it, right? How about saying something instead like, I'm practicing my confidence. I'm becoming more direct. I'm building leadership skills. I'm learning to trust myself. I'm becoming more outgoing. I'm getting used to numbers, right? That kind of identity, you know, follows that kind of language. Look, many women don't even realize that they're doing it. And just know, many confident women are still uncomfortable sometimes. I mean, seriously, they simply just stop making discomfort mean that I shouldn't do this. That's really just the difference. They feel the fear and they proceed anyway. That's bravery, not fearlessness. We feel the fear. I mean, look, I have to tell you, I recently purchased a new car 9 states away from me. It's a new to me car. Okay. It was used and it's a car that they no longer make. They stopped making in 2020, but I really wanted this car and I looked all over and it just so happens I found a really great one 9 states away from me. And I travel alone a lot. And yet when I thought about flying by myself and checking out a car, okay, I was a little less confident about doing that. And then driving back 9 states to my own state. I admit it. Look, I have 3 sons and a daughter who are way better at car stuff than me. And then there's my husband and they're like, they'll check under the hood. They'll check underneath the, you know, all of that stuff. That's not my like normal. And then to drive back 9 states. And then I'm like questioning myself thinking like, oh, what if I don't buy the car? What if the car breaks down while I'm driving it back? What if I get into an accident? I mean, that's how this all started to begin with, because I was in a car accident that totaled my car, right? All that was started showing up for me. Guess what? Then I'm like, oh, let's get logical. I said to myself, okay, if I choose not to buy the car, guess what? I buy a ticket and I fly back home. Okay. If the car breaks down, I call a tow truck. If I'm in an accident, I've got good insurance and I can fly back home after that, right? It really was a lot less complicated than my brain was starting to think. And guess what? I bought the car. I drove the car through each state and I stopped at some really cool places along the way. And there was no one to talk to. And I really enjoyed feeling out the car. Now, I'm way better equipped in my mind to handle a week-long driving a vehicle through 9 states, and I saw more of Route 66 than I ever had before. See, it wasn't that I let that fear of doing it by myself step in and hold me back. I was just like, yeah, I feel it, and let's do it. That's the difference. That confidence, ladies, is not reserved for a chosen few. It's not something powerful women are magically born with. It's built moment by moment, choice by choice, stepping in and doing it anyway, even when it feels uncomfortable, when it feels out of our main scope of knowledge, right? Micro bravery is just micro bravery steps. And every time that you speak up, every time that you choose yourself, every time that you honor your standards, you tolerate that discomfort and act despite fear showing up, you're building evidence that you are capable. And capable women become brave and confident women. So today, ask yourself, what is one small thing that I can do before this day ends? Not next month, not next year, today. I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night and you're getting ready to go to bed. What's one brave thing that you can do? Because your future confidence is built by the tiny, courageous decisions that you make right now. What do you think about that? Look, if this episode encouraged you, if it sparked something in you that goes, you know what? I can do this. You know what? I know somebody who needs to hear this. Share it with another woman who really needs this as a reminder for her. Remember, you don't become powerful overnight. It's those brave micro bravery steps each and every day, moment by moment, choice by choice. You become powerful through those repeated moments of courage that slowly teach your brain, I can handle this. It helps to build your internal trust, and it helps you to step into your own set of power heels. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and thank you for joining me on Superheroes in Heels. And I'll see you next time, fierce leaders. Be blessed.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.